Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh. Celebrate Jesus.
Be in this conference.
Celebrate Jesus.
Thank you.
Come on, let's worship him. Let's love on him. Hallelujah. Everybody sing Jesus. Bright as the morning star. You how beautiful.
to me. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your
Jesus, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. We just bless the name of Jesus. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every single second, I say, is a second, is a minute, is an hour of thanksgiving. And everything, give thanks, the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you, Almighty God. We glorify your name, O God. Your name, O God, is worthy to be praised. We bless your name. We adore you, Almighty God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Oh, Father, we thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. Oh, God, we give you glory. We give you honor, oh, God. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for provision in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for shelter in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you most importantly for salvation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for redeeming us. Thank you for reconciling us back to the Father Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for the sacrifice on the cross. We thank you for your blood, O God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we thank you. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. But we thank you that you made atonement once and for all for us, O God. We thank you for the sacrifice. Father God, we bless you and thank you. We thank you for our families. We thank you for parents. We thank you for children and grandchildren. We thank you for spouses. We thank you for nieces and nephews, oh God. We thank you for those connected to us. We thank you for each and every one under the sound of our voice. We say thank you. We bless your name. We praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Message Bible says in Psalm 146, I lift you high in praise, my God, O my King, and I will bless your name into eternity. I bless you every day, and I'll keep it up from now to eternity. God is magnificent. He can never be praised enough. There are no boundaries to his greatness. Generation after generation stands in awe of your work. Everyone talking. I compose songs on your wonders. Your marvelous doings are headline news. I could write a book full of the details of your greatness. The theme of your goodness spreads across the country. Your righteousness is on everyone's lips. God is all mercy and grace, not quick to anger, is rich in love. God is good to one and all. Everything he does is suffused with grace. Creation and creatures applaud you. Your holy people bless you. They talk about the glories of your rule. They exclaim over your splendor. Let the world know of your power for good, the lavish splendor of your kingdom. The kingdom is a kingdom eternal. You never get voted out of office. God always does what he says and is gracious in everything he does. God gives a hand to those down on their luck, gives a fresh start to those ready to quit. All eyes are on you, expecting. You gave them their meals on time. Generous to folk, you lavish your favor on all creatures. Everything God does is right. Trademark on all his works is love. God, there's listening for all who pray, for all who pray and mean it. He does what's best for those who fear him, hears them, calls out, and saves them. God speaks by all who love him, but it is all over for those who do. My mouth is filled with God's praise. Let everything living bless him. Bless his holy name from now to eternity. Psalm 145 from the Message Bible. Hallelujah. And so, Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our spouses, our children, grandchildren. Father God, be merciful unto each and every one of us, O God. O Father God, we have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And so, Father, we ask you for mercy, 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 mercy. In the name of Jesus, bring down your mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Forgive us, O God. We repent of every sin we have committed in thoughts, in words, in deeds. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us. We apply the blood of Jesus to every single area of our lives. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So we release the blood of Jesus to wash us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We soak our wombs in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children's tomb in the blood of wombs in the blood of Jesus. Our grandchildren's dwelling places, their homes in the blood of Jesus. We soak their service in the blood of Jesus, the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to prosper the works of our hands. The blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for your precious blood. In our atmosphere, we apply the blood of Jesus. In our zip codes, we apply the blood of Jesus. In our neighborhoods, we apply the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. This morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, and the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our spouses, our children and grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins, girded with truth, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday, but fresh oil. Thank you, Lord, that we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. We need refreshing in our spirit. We need refreshing, O God. Refresh our souls, O God. Refresh our souls, O God. Refresh our souls, our spirit, our minds, our bodies, O God. Refresh, O God. Refresh us, O God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, refreshing. Refreshing in Christ. Refreshing, O God. In the name of Jesus, Oh, God, let the Holy Ghost freshen us up. Let the Holy Ghost freshen us up. Let the Holy Ghost freshen this ministry up. Freshen us up, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, morning, I ask you to send your holy angels to be with each and every one of us, guiding and protecting us and doing your biddings, your will in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask you, oh, God, to send the holy angels that are assigned to this ministry, oh, God, guiding, protecting, and doing your biddings. Holy angels assigned to the prayer line. Holy angels assigned to the radio. Oh, God, let your holy angels guide and protect us. Holy angels assigned to each and every one of us. Oh, God, we ask you to send your holy angels to guide and protect us, to be with us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, doing your biddings, warring on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us. And you are the glory. Lord, we thank you. And you're a wall of fire around our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, nephews, siblings, and the glory within. Oh, Father, let your fire fall on us. Refresh us in your presence. In the name of Jesus, Father, as we walk with you, be with us every step of the way. We thank you, Lord, for divine acceleration. We thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. Oh, Father, we bless your name. You are worthy of praise. Yes, so nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody like you, Jesus. And so, Father, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. We bless you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you, Almighty God. And Almighty God, this morning, as I bring forth your word, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross. All of you, Almighty God, and none of me, let me speak in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Lord, I decrease, and I ask you, O God, to take preeminence, O God. Speak through me in the name of Jesus. Speak through me, O God. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. I need you, O God, I need you. In everything I say, in everything I do, I need you. We need you every step of the way. So, Lord, let the word come forth with revelation. Let the word come forth with understanding. And let the word come forth with Keisha. How will we apply this word in our lives? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Ephesians 1:17. That the Lord God, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Father, I pray that you would give unto us your spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that our eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head of all things, according to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless God for this reading, and I pray that you will open your hearts to receive, because through this week, amen, in the name of Jesus. So as we read this, then I want you to look at Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Hallelujah. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed, lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge. Listen to this. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also children. Hallelujah. Many times you hear this scripture, and when you hear it, people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. We hear it over and over. But let me tell you, you won't hear the other part of the verse. He said, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Because if you reject knowledge, he will reject thee. And then thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. And I will also forget thy children. Okay? So we have the responsibility. We are a holy nation. We are royal priesthood. Let's look for that scripture. Royal priesthood, because I want you to know that once you receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior and get into his kingdom, you are entering into a royal priesthood. 1 Peter 2:9. 1 Peter 2:9, so you can know who you are. Hallelujah. You are a chosen people. Listen to this. Hallelujah. So you're chosen. Hallelujah. I'm chosen. You chosen when you receive Christ. A royal priesthood. You are a priest after the order of Jesus Christ. And that's a deeper scripture I will go to. After the order of Jesus Christ, and that's the order of Melchizedek. Jesus Christ, who is Melchizedek, if you read about it and you have the understanding of Revelation, Melchizedek, Abraham, in Genesis, I think it's Genesis 14 when they had the war, but you're under the priesthood of Jesus Christ. You're not under the priesthood of Levites, Aaron, or no, because that's the perfect priesthood, the priesthood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why he came and made atonement for us once and for all. If you honor the other priesthood, with some people, I'm a Levi, I'm a this. No, if you honor, if some people call it Leviticus priesthood, Leviticus priesthood, could not redeem us. It was always flawed. Because you see, men will not be able to do it, but Christ, fully righteous, the ultimate sacrifice, he paid the price once and for all. So like in the Old Testament, that you don't have to, they don't have to go every year. They went yearly. And but we have a perfect priesthood. And our priest is, the high priest is Jesus. When he died and his blood was sticking, he took his blood and paid that price in the name of Jesus. The scripture again is 1 Peter 2:9. So you are a chosen people. He chose you. He chose you. A royal priesthood. Then what did he say? You are a holy nation. Holy nation. That means you are walking in his holiness because of Christ. Your righteousness, my righteousness, is as filthy as rag, but because right once and for all, hallelujah, so we are holy in Christ Jesus. Then, 1 Peter 2:9 tells you, a people for God's own possession, hallelujah, you are a people. I am God's possession. What are you? You are God's possession. I am a chosen people. You are a chosen person. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. Then you are God's possession. Your body, soul, and spirit. When you receive Christ, belongs to God. Now you are, he said, to proclaim the virtues, called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That means you proclaim the virtues, you are his possession, hallelujah, you have received him as your Lord and personal Savior. You are the king's daughter, a king's son. You are now in the kingdom of Almighty God. And so Jesus is our example that we follow. Follow Jesus. Learn about Jesus. Hallelujah. When we take the Holy Communion, we say the DNA that is in Jesus Christ, the DNA is in you. What do you mean, Apostle Marco? Yes. God took the dust and formed man. Then he breathed his breath into man, that which is the soul, made of the breath is the spirit, made him. Then what? When you, I need to find that scripture because I want you to get an understanding of what is in Genesis. Hallelujah. It's the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis 2:7. Please write these things down. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust. Okay, the dirt. He formed man from the dust, the first Adam. He breathed into his face. Some people Bibles say face. You can look in other Bibles, like the King James Bible says, and the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. That's your altar, your body. And he breathed into his nostril. Breath, that is the spirit of Almighty God. Hallelujah. And man became a living soul, a living soul. That soul, the what makes you make the right decision and the wrong decision, your intellect. That's why when we pass away, our spirit go back to the Lord. Of course, you know your body does with decay. And then your soul is the one that is judged. So you made that conscious, you made the conscious decision because the invitation was extended to you, was extended to me. Remember when the pastor said, for those who want to receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior, you can come up, you go up in the church or wherever you are. You don't have to be in the church, in your home, everywhere, and you receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You made that decision. Your soul, your intellect, your mind made that decision to receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. And then what happens? His spirit is activated in you. So now that DNA of Christ now in you. Hallelujah. I don't know about some of you. I want to break it down a little bit. Sometimes when a baby is born, and it takes a while. And then before you start to see the features of the baby or the characteristics, and sometimes you see the mother and the father's side. As the baby grow up, even though the baby is its own person, but you see resemblance of the father or the mother and the way the parents do things as the child grew. Hallelujah. Amen. And so that child biologically has the DNA of the parents. Sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes you get, as the older you get, you look more like your parents than you did when you were a child. And people can get astonished. Hallelujah. And say, oh my God, you could be your mother's twin or your father's twin, because you get to look more as you grow older. Sometimes it happens like that. And sometimes people will see the way you do things and say, oh, Mike, you do it just like your mother. You do it just like your father, because that's the DNA. And so all those things, when a baby is born, you don't see everything at one time. Amen. As the baby grows and all the traits they start developing, develop. But then you begin to see the characteristics and different things, the mannerism of the person, and say, so that person carries the biological DNA of their parents, but you carry the spiritual DNA of Jesus. And so, how will those virtues be developed? It's developed by spending time with God. It's developed by reading the Word, studying the Word. It's developed by coming into a closer relationship with Him. It's available to everyone, because nowadays there's no excuse for people to say that they don't know Christ. Because the media, the internet, all over now, because of technology, everybody has the opportunity. Most of the world has the opportunity to know and receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior. And now, even as Christians, we need to spread the gospel, the Great Commission, to let others know about Jesus so they can receive Him as their Lord and their personal Savior. You read your Bible, you study to show yourself approved. What I mean, the Holy Spirit, the reason I read Ephesians, please listen out to me. The reason I read Ephesians, I started with that scripture, 17-23, because when you read Ephesians 17-23 with the Holy Spirit moving on that scripture, you will be enlightened, and then you will have understanding. And most times it's good to read that particular scripture so your eyes of your understanding can be opened up, and you can receive and get to have that knowledge of who Christ is. Hallelujah. So, and then you can be, the problem is we don't know our identity. Hallelujah. And when you don't know who you are, that you carry the DNA of Jesus Christ when you're saved, if you don't know. And to develop that those DNA, you have to spend time in His presence. Sometimes you need to just sit right where you are and worship and praise Him. And you have to come into communication, communicate with Him. Sometimes He comes to it, the Bible, He speaks to you. But then there are times He speaks to you one-on-one. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes He speaks to you through His prophets, through the pastor. When the pastor gives a sermon, the pastor is just a vessel. And Jesus is using the pastor or the apostle or whoever it is to reach out to you. Hallelujah. Just like He's using me right now to reach out to you, to reach out to us. Because although I'm preaching this word, it's being preached to me, myself, to my soul. My spirit, I'm preaching what the Spirit of God has said to preach. That was, as you know, what I came with to preach this morning. Is every time I prepare to preach, the Lord will always shift me most times. In the name of Jesus, when my notes, He was shifting, and I can't just say, oh, God, I said it this. No, I have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. So you gotta know who you are in Christ Jesus. He already paid the price. It is finished. It is no longer you, but the Christ that lives inside of you. That's why you will walk Romans 8:9. If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Romans 8, you read it. When you have the Spirit of Christ, you're walking by the Spirit. You're doing everything that the Spirit asks you, the Holy Ghost asks you to do. Will it take place? Will you come to that crescendo right away? No. It develops. Develop the DNA, that blueprint. Develop that in Jesus Christ is in you. That's why the Bible says, greater is He that is in you and He that is in the world. Sometimes, I think yesterday I was on the prayer line, and I opened the prayer line, and I heard someone right on the prayer line, on another prayer line, and the noise, and you can't be, so you have to choose. You're going to be on the other prayer line, you get on the other prayer line. You're going to be on this prayer line, you be on this prayer line, and listen, and because what you're doing, you're messing with the spiritual part. Because although we're not hearing you, but God is hearing you, and what you're doing, you're releasing confusion into the atmosphere. You got to be careful with spiritual things. You got to be mindful of spiritual things. What I mean, if you want to go on the other side, that's fine. Go on that prayer line. Go on that other prayer line and get the word. God got so many servants and people who will bring the word. But you, when you come on this prayer line, you are connecting even though to the line. And that means you are not referencing God on this prayer line, and you're not referencing God on the other prayer line. Hallelujah. I mean, we have choices. We make the right choice. Either way you want to go, but do not bring that spirit of confusion. Even though we cannot hear you, but you're bringing it into the atmosphere, because this is a spiritual atmosphere. This is a spiritual place that Christ comes to minister to us every morning. We have the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So it's not like you're coming for apostle. No, you're not coming for me. You're coming for Jesus Christ. I'm only a vessel being used by God. That's why they said, because of lack of knowledge, people perish. You know, these are the little foxes that's full of vine. There's someone that's here that wants to hear from the Lord, that has asked God for things in prayers, and they want to live right. They want this word to empower them, for them to live in Christ and receive all the covenant blessings of Christ. You remember when you take the communion, they said, this is why so many sleep. People die Because what? They do not take the word seriously. Amen? In the name of Jesus. So I started people, Hosea 4:6, because of lack of knowledge, of lack of knowledge. We perish. Some of us have, we know what we're supposed to do, but we don't want to do it. Because of lack of knowledge. Because what? Because what does God say? It's available to us. There's knowledge. It's available. It's open. There's Bibles. There's different things all over. God has made it open unto us, but we reject the knowledge. I'm not saying by rejecting it. Just you reject the knowledge. The knowledge God has. Say, here it is. And he came so that we may have life and have life more abundantly. There's a song that children sing. Read your Bible. Pray every day. You will grow. You grow into that. The DNA. The DNA that is in you. You constantly coming into that image of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of Christ is rising up you in you. The Spirit of Christ is taking over you. It cannot take over you if you do not spend time in the presence of God. Pray. Read your Bible. Fellowship with other Christians. Study to show yourself approved. Listen. When you pray, listen to what he's going to speak. Don't just talk. No. Listen to his voice. And listen to what he's speaking to you. And what to do and what not to do. He has already given you every thought. When you reject the knowledge, God said, well, I give it to you, but you didn't want to receive it. You reject it. Says that. Then he said, then you're no more priest. You're no more priest because you reject it. You have forgotten the law of your God. And then the terrible part about this scripture that messes with me is when he says, I will also forget thy children. You see, you don't want God to forget your children. You know why? Because if you're not receiving and you reject, how will you impart into your children or your grandchildren? And it's just not as you grow in the things of the Lord. The way I started many years ago when I became a Christian, it's not the same way. You keep growing. You keep growing and growing, and you're learning about Christ until one day when it's time for you to leave this world, you're going home. Hallelujah. What is the deposit you're leaving, the legacy you're leaving with your children and grandchildren? What is it? It's not money. You better leave them Jesus. That's the best gift you can give your child, best legacy. You can leave to your child, and your child will take it to his child. That's what God said to Abraham. I got to show Abraham these things. I got to show Abraham these things. When he went to, in Genesis 17, when he went to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Genesis 22, I'm sorry. Genesis 22, please write those things down. So you can hook it up one scripture to the next. Okay? When God went down to Abraham, he had the two angels. Hallelujah. What did he say? I'm sorry. I keep forgetting this scripture. It's 18, Genesis 18. Please write 18 for this last scripture, Genesis 18. Genesis 18. What he said, saying, he said, and the Lord said, shall I hide, verse 17. Genesis 18, verse 17. And the Lord, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do? Okay, so when you get to know God and you have a deep relationship, he tells you his secrets. He said, saying that Abraham, shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. Pay attention. Paul is telling Abraham what he's about to do, because he said Abraham would be great and mighty, and Abraham would teach his children. In other words, he would teach his children, he would teach his also them about God. So when you do not receive that, when you reject knowledge, how can you teach your children? If you don't have a relationship with God, how can you teach your children? You want to leave the legacy of Jesus Christ, the legacy of knowing him. Many of us knew him from our parents, knew him from our grandparents. That's a legacy. Not money, but spiritual legacy, knowing Christ. So do not reject knowledge. Do not reject knowledge. Learn to spend time in the presence of the Lord. Learn to pray every day. Spend time. Listen to the voice of God. Your Bible. Study to show yourself as food. Praise him. Worship him. Spend time. Learn of him. Hallelujah. So the enemy will not be able to come with different foolishness. He comes and he, just like he did with with Eve in the Garden of Eden. How can he say you will be, he told Eve you will be like God. Eve didn't even know she was already. She was pure, she was holy. She had more authority. She had the authority. There was no sin in Eve, Adam and Eve. And Satan made them think that they were lower than him and manipulated them. And they fell. Hallelujah. And they fell. And this is why how Satan does with every one of us. And we don't know our identity in Christ. Father, we thank you for this word. Help us to know who we are in Christ. In the name of Jesus, reveal to each and every one of us as individuals and to let us know who we are. Yeah, you said in your word, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We walk by the Spirit of Christ. We do things by the Spirit of Christ and not on our own. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light to show forth your praises, oh God. So help us in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a blessed Sunday as you go to worship or whatever you do. Have a wonderful Sunday. God bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.